Okay, the boys said today's daf is daf chof ches. We're holding the top line, and we're holding in the middle of a sugya. You'll remember what we had. We had Rabbi Yochanan yesterday. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan basically told us two rules that kol isha she'ein ani koyreba b'shas nefila yevam yavi aleha. Any time that you have a yevama that falls the yevam, but at the moment of impact, at the time of Shas Nefila, meaning when her husband passed away, she was not able to go and do Yibam at that time because the halacha would not permit it. Then, Harihik Eishesach Sheish Lebanim, then she remains like an Eishesach Sheish Lebanim, that she remains Osir, she cannot go and be Misyabim, even if things change subsequently. However, if initially she was able to go and be Misyabim, and then her status changed, and then she was not able to misyab it, and then once again the isur, that change, was removed, and she's able to go and once again be misyabim, then chazra lehetera harishon. So let's talk about a practical example. We have over here two achoyos yevamois that fell lefnei yovam echad. How did this happen? There were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven had a wife, Mrs. Reuven. Shimon had a wife, Mrs. Shimon. The two wives, Mrs. Reuven, Mrs. Shimon, were sisters, and they both fell in front of Levi. Let's assume that they fell sequentially. In other words, first Reuven passed away one Sunday morning, Nebuchadnezzar, and now Mrs. Reuven falls to both Shimon and to Levi. Shimon obviously cannot be miyavim her because Shimon is married to Mrs. Reuven's sister. Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are sisters. Okay, but Levi could go be miyavim her, no problem. After all, Levi's not married to anyone, or he could be married to 20 other women, but he has nothing to do with Mrs. Reuven. So he can go and be miyavim her. So now she is ro'oi b'shas nefila to go and marry and be misyabim through Levi. Vahi hayoyim, before Levi had a chance, a week later, a month later, guess what happens? Now Mr. Shimon, Reb Shimon passed away, and now Mrs. Shimon falls to Yibam. Can Levi now be miyabim either one of the two? And the answer is, anybody have a guess?
No.
Just take a guess. Why not? Because now we have a chosuk kasa, the two women together, Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are two sisters, and therefore he's osur to each one. Minatoyah, there would only be an isur if it's a chois ishtai. It's not a chois ishtai. But midrabana, this is din of a chois zukukasa. He cannot marry either Mrs. Reuven or Mrs. Shimon.
What does zukukasa mean?
Zukukasa means that there's a zika. Zika means that there is a connection between the yavama and the yavam. And since there's a connection from both Mrs. Reuven to Levi and Mrs. Shimon to Levi, so those two are sisters in zika, and that's called achoy zukukasa. So, you're very welcome. So initially, when Mrs. Reuven fell the yibam, there was no problem for Levi to go miyabim. No problem. Everything was great. But subsequently, because of the appearance of Mrs. Shimon on the scene, because Nebuch Shimon passed away, now temporarily Levi was stuck. He could not be miyabim either one. And then subsequently, another week later or another month later, Nebuch passed away the Mrs. Shimon. She never passed away. Is now there any further impediment for Levi to go and marry the Mrs. Reuven? And the answer is no, because there's no longer any achoy zukukasa here on the scene. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday. If you look at Rabbi Yochanan in the middle of the Amud, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, middle of Chof Zayin Amud days, Mesa Shnia, if the second one passed away, Jeff, we're smack in the middle of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Meishniya, if the second woman being in this case, the Mrs. Shimon, if she passes away, Mutabarishoina, then Levi can go and marry the Mrs. Reuven. What happens if it's the other way around? What happens if Mesa Rishoina, what happens if the Mrs. Reuven were to pass away? Would he be able to go and marry the Mrs. Shimon? So I would think, why not? What's the difference does it make? You know, there's no achoy zukukasa, no osir b'shniya. What's the difference? Because in the second case, my timer, shekol yivam she'ein ani koyer ba b'shas the feel yivam me over there. When Mrs. Shimon fell liyivam, at that point, from the very first moment, she was not able to be misyavim because she was immediately the achoy zikukasoi to Levi. So there's no way in heaven that Levi could go and be miyavim her. There was nobody else there on the in the scene. That being the case, even though subsequently the Ashes Reuven passed away, since Mrs. Shimon never had a heter liyim at the time of Nefila, Shuv ani oimer, what do I say about her? Harizu ke'eshes achsheish labanav asura. What happens, however, if the Mrs. Shimon passed away? Then you can go and marry her. What's the reason for that? So the Gemara said about that a few lines earlier. Yevomisha, it's at the beginning of the line, right before Rabbi Yochanan. Yevomisha hutra, that Mrs. Reuven, who was mutter initially, the Nesrin became also because of Mrs. Shimon. Because of a hutra, and now she becomes mutter again because never the Mrs. Shimon passes away. Now she's mutter once again, and she can go and be Nisyabim through Levi. So again, yeah, Mrs. Reuven first falls the Yibam. At that point, Levi could have been Miyabim. What happened? He didn't do anything. Now Mrs. Shimon falls the Yibam. From that point on, he can't be Miyabim either one. But the difference between the two is that Mrs. Reuven, he could have initially, while from, at the time that Mrs. Shimon fell Yibam, she never was able to be Miss Yabim. So now, if the Rishoyna were to pass away, Mrs. Reuven passed away, Levi still cannot go and be Miyabim, the Eish Shimon, because of this rule that Kol Yibam Shin Nikhoyer Babishas Nafila, Yibam Yavialea, she remains Osir forever. On the other hand, if Mrs. Shimon passes away, says Rabbi Yochanan, then Levi could be Miyavim the Ashes Reuven. Why? Since there was originally a Heter.
Chozer v'Neir.
It's a similar concept which you have, Lahavdil, by Karbonis. That if you have, exactly, if you have a carbon which is Dichim Meyikara, or if it was Nira v'Nitcha. See, here also you have the same thing. The Shimon, the Ashes Shimon, was Dichim Meyikara. She was Nitcha as soon as she became a Yavama. While Masha Enkin, the Gabi, the Ashes Reuven, initially she was Nira, and then she was Nitcha, and then Chozer v'Nira. Okay, anyway, that's just a parallel situation. Then we more ask the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Let's go down to 10 lines on the bottom of the Yomit. Eis v'Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Chanina led up Yoichanan. It's in the Mishnah, Boach and four brothers. Beis mem nesu and beis achoyes. Two brothers married to two sisters. Umeis and nesu and es achoyes. Reuven and Shimon passed away, leaving over Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, and their two brothers, Levi and Yehuda. Now, min ha-Torah, I would say, Levi should go and take Mrs. Reuven, and Yehuda should go and take Mrs. Shimon. That would be simple. But because of the din of Zika, they are now achoy zirku karsai. So each one of them is osir to each of Levi and Yehuda. So what can you do? You can't go and say, okay, pakazika, they're osir. You can't. No, that's only drabanan. Mina atoyer, there is a chiev of yibam. But you can't be miyabim because it's achoy zirku karsai. So therefore, hari eva cholsis for Levi misyabim. Right? That's very straightforward. That's what we have in the Mishnah. Freitimar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to assume now at this point that Reuven passed away first, leaving over Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon passed away, leaving over Mrs. Shimon. Now, Chas v'Shalom, we're not going to go and kill either Mrs. Reuven or Mrs. Shimon, but there's another way of taking them off of the radar screen to leave one of them muteres liyibam. You know what we're going to do? Instead of Mesa Shnia, like we had until now, let's go and give a Chalitza to the Shnia. Once we give a Chalitza to the Shnia, then she's no longer a Zika. The Zika has been resolved. Finished. So only one that's left now is the Ashes Reuven. Great! Let's go now be Miyabim, the Ashes Reuven. Because although temporarily she was Osir after Shimon passed away and Mrs. Shimon is there competing with her, then she was temporarily Osir, the Ashes Reuven. But now that I've removed that Zika, because we've given now a Chalitza to the Shnia to Mrs. Shimon, beautiful! Let's go now be Miyabim, the Ashes Reuven. So why does the Mishnah say Cholzus Lo Misyabim? Let either Levi or Yehuda Lachlis Lo Lishnia, let him go and be Cholzus to the second woman that fell liyibam, in other words, to Mrs. Shimon. V'tevrishayna, and now Mrs. Reuven will be legabi idach, will be in, compared to the other one. Ki yavama shehotra. Initially, Mrs. Reuven was mutter, but now so she became also because of Mrs. Shemayim, because of Ahutra, now that Mrs. Shimon is out because we give her Eicha Litsa, she's now out of the package, out of the scene, off the radar screen. Oh, Tasla Teirishon, let's go and be Miyabim now, the Eishes Reuven. Now this Gemara, this Mishnah is such a strong kasha on what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, Achoyes Eni Yedem Mishonet. And there must be a fundamental error in this Mishnah. Delete the Mishnah. Take the Mishnah off the page.
Our Mishnah.
Look, you see Rashi, the second wide line down below. Eni Yedem Mishonet, Kaloy Mizu, Eni Mishnah. It's a Lishka Mishnah. It's just one big boo-boo. It's a mistake. It's Kenish Zanka Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, my position is so crystal clear that you can easily resolve this situation, instead of giving two chalitzos, chalitzos v'loy misyamos, give chalitza to number two. She's now off the page, off the table, off the screen. We're now left with number one, meaning Mrs. Reuven, and now you can be miyam, Mrs. Reuven. This is such a dover parshat that the Mishnah cannot be correct. And then the Gemara asked a whole bunch of questions, and the Gemara is going to continue asking a bunch of questions. Why can't Rabbi Yochanan say the Mishnah is talking about in this case, or that case, or that case, or this case, and with that he would be able to resolve the Mishnah even according to Lishitosai? So we went already through three or four questions yesterday, and now we continue on the top of Chav Ches Amid Aleph. V'lei malei, why can't Rabbi Yochanan say that really me'ikra din, I'm right, and therefore what we should allow is kol b'miyabim isha number two, v'cholets isha number two, and then you can be miyabim isha number one. There's a problem, however, says Rabbi Yochanan, b'lein malei, maybe the reason why the Mishnah says cholets v'cholets miyabim is because of a brand new gzeir. What's a gzeir? Gzeir mitul v'kod v'cholets l'rishayna v'resha, that what's going to happen is most people who have not learned Yevamos in great detail with Groisa Amkus are going to go and see a situation of two ladies. We're saying that the second one you can go and give chalitza, and the first one you can be miyabim. See, what they're going to do is they say, you know what? What difference does it make? Bottom line is the rabbis are allowing for one of them to be miyabim and one not. After all, it's a choyse kukos. He can do both. Okay. So one you do chalitza, one you do yivam.
And they'll do the wrong one.
And they'll do the wrong one. They're going to switch it around. They're going to give chalitza to the first one, and then they'll say, and let him marry now the second one. The important thing is we've taken the zika achoyzeku kosei problem away. We've done chalitza to not rishayna. Let's go marry shnia. But of course, that doesn't work according to Rabbi Yochanan. You can't go and marry Shnia because
she was not mutter in the time of the
first. She was never mutter initially. She was nidcha from the first moment. So that would be a good pshat l'chayre in our Mishnah, that the Mishnah is consistent with Rabbi Yochanan, just adds one further layer of gzeira. And in fact, says Rashi, that what happens if b'di'evet they did do a chalitza to isha number two, and then they were miyabim isha number one, it would work. The only reason why Mishnah doesn't go with that, because the Mishnah feels there's a gzeira over here, the chatchila, don't say give chalitza to two, because people will make a mistake and give chalitza to one, and therefore just chalitza.
Yeah, they'll make a mistake.
And that would be a wonderful, wonderful pshat in the Mishnah. Yeah. You don't have to say ain't a Mishnah. Everything more, you know what the reason why Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that? Since it doesn't say just chalitza. It means I'm very serious. I'm emphasizing. There is no even havamina of yibam. You know those parking signs that you have in Midtown Manhattan? Don't even think about going and parking here. You'll get a $500 ticket or whatever. It'll tow you away, and etc., etc. So don't even think about yibam. So if you don't think about yibam, it's trying to tell you that even b'di'evet, were you to do like Rabbi Yochanan and be choylitz the second and the yavim the first, no good. B'loim is yavim, don't even think about yibam. So therefore Rabbi Yochanan said, that pshat can't work. Frank of Alemala, you have another pshat, and this gets into Brother Shai's quandary of yesterday. Gezeira shemayomus v'oslevatel mitzvas yivamin. What is this all about? Remember when we learned our Mishnah initially back on Daf Chavav, the Gemara said the two pshatim in the Mishnah. Either you can learn the reason why you're not allowed to go and marry the two. Remember, it would be easy. Reuben Shimon passed away, left over two almanas. Let Levi take one, Yehuda take the other, and Shalom al Yisrael. So we said you can't because it's a choy ziku kasay. But then said, what happens if you don't hold of Zika? How are you going to learn pshat in the Mishnah? So you might have another pshat. The other pshat is Oslovatu Mitzis Yivamin. What's the Oslovatu Mitzis Yivamin? Because if Levi is going to go and take the former Ashes Reuven and be Miyabim her, fine, no problem. You don't hold Achoy Zika Kosei, no Zika, no problem. But now you're leaving Yehuda to go and marry the second one. What happens if Chalila V'chas, unexpectedly, Yehuda passes away? You walk into Bismedish the next morning. Did you hear what happened? What a tragedy. Nebuch Yehuda passed away. What's going to happen now to the Eishes Shimon?
She's Parker because she's...
Exactly. Parker Zika. There's nothing left.
Right.
Reuven, no, not Reuven. Reuven passed a long time ago.
Levi
cannot go and be Miyabim now the Eishes Shimon because it would be Echois Ishtoi. And we don't want to be Mavatl the Mitzvah Yevamin to go and say that this second lady, neither Yibam nor... Originally she fell to Yibam Chalitza. And now say, no more Yim Chalitza. So therefore, the halacha is rather give Chalitza to the first one. And now, if Chas Hashem, Yehuda passes away,
you give Chalitza to the second one.
Because after all, otherwise, be a Yavam and the Shuk.
Yeah.
So therefore, and it's not an Achois Ishtoi problem because he gave Chalitza to the first.
Right.
So therefore, the second one is still waiting in limbo, so give her a Chalitza too. Ah, so if that's the Pshat, what Rabbi Yochanan can go and say is, if you hold like me the Yesh Zika, go and do the Chalitza on number two, and then you can do Yivam on number one. The reason why our Mishnah didn't say that is because our Mishnah doesn't subscribe to Achoy Zika Kosei. They hold, there's no din of Zika. So the only reason why there's a problem of giving Yivam is because of that Chas Hashalom, the second Yavam is going to go and pass away. No, if that's the case, we're worried about this also about the Misyivam, and that's why the Mishnah says, Chol Tzoy Soleim Misyavam. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan can go and say, I hold Yesh Zika, the Mishnah holds Ein Zika. It's not a question of a Tana arguing with a Anamoida, because we've had before that there are other Tanoim that hold Rameir, exactly, that holds Ein Zika, Olsham Gamliel, and therefore they hold Ein Zika. So our Mishnah goes with Ein Zika. I said, then why can't you go and marry the two women? No Zika. Because Oslo Vatam is Zivomen. So then Rabbi Yochanan will have an excellent teretz. And don't say the Mishnah Nishka Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan holds that this Oslavat Mitzivamin is a very, very difficult pshat. What are you telling me? Don't allow for Yivam on the first one. Because you know what might happen? Yehuda might pass away. Well, why should I think so? After all, Yehuda Baruch Hashem is alive and kicking and stark and gid and boil and fine. Well, why should I think? He's not 98 years old. He's a normal person. Of course, people pass away every day. But what's the likelihood of this particular person passing away, Chas Hashem? Remote.
In the Dover Sof.
Exactly.
Right, well, that's what we said before. That was
Rabbi Huda, the first missionary.
Right. So I'm glad that you're raising that. If you wanted to discuss that further, you can, after the shir on Chov Vav Amid Beis, the top choice says, you see the top choice in Chov Vav Amid Beis, let's go back a couple of pages. It's exactly what you're talking about, this issue of Ein L'Dover Sof. So anyway, getting back to our Gemara, that's a Gishmak Toysis afterwards for homework. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't like that pshat. But for Gemara, I have another possibility to reconcile the Mishnah with Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Lezer. It says here Rabbi Lezer, but it's a mistake. Rabbi Lezer, the Omar Kimenche, the Olav Shoh, Achas, Bi Isser, Nasser, Olav, Oilamis. Rabbi Lezer disagrees fundamentally with what we said about this Nir V'Nidcha. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Yivamish Hutra, V'Nasra. Reb Lezer, it's not Reb Lezer. We hear Mitzvah Daf Kuf Tes. There's going to be a Mishnah. Reb Lezer says it doesn't have to be at the first moment. If at any time during the Yibam interval from day one till day 100 or day 1000, if at any time she's Umdel of Isser, she becomes Osir Olamis. According to her, that Mrs. Reuven will never be able to misyabim, she'll never be chozer v'neir. Once Mrs. Shimon comes on the scene, they now achoy zikukosai, even if the Mrs. Shimon passes away. That's very good. Since in our mission we're talking about never both Mrs. Reuven, both Mrs. Shimon want to have a yibim, they're both achoy zikukosai. Don't say let's go and give chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, and then Mrs. Reuven will be mutter. According to Blaz, this doesn't work. Because since Mrs. Reuven became Osra for 1 minute when Mrs. Shimon comes on the scene, even if we were able to remove Mrs. Shimon from the scene, Mrs. Reuven remains Osra forever. Oh, so then I have a good pshat. Our Mishnah goes according to Blaz. Says the Mishnah, we can't say that. Pshat, Sefer Reblezer, Reisha Lav Reblezer. Where's that? Right. Sefer Reblezer. That's not really the Sefer, it's only the second or third line of the Mishnah. After we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Elechot from Lebisiyamois on the second line, Reblezer Oimer, Beishamiyam Yakayim, Beisalem, you see, oh, so we have Reblezer over here. So you can't say the first two lines is Reblezer, and then afterwards have another Reblezer.
The same thing in the next two lines.
He can't be arguing with himself. So therefore, we couldn't give that Teretz either. Freitimar, the name Malachu, the Nafu Babasachas, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Yom Efshalit Samsen. Oh, I have an excellent, excellent shot. When we learned in the Mishnah that you have two brothers that passed away leaving over two sisters, we didn't say automatically that probably Mr. Reuven passed away first, leaving Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon passed away second, leaving Mrs. Shimon.
Well, that's how I've learned it. Right?
Yeah, exactly. But one could have learned that they both passed away, Reuven and Shimon, in a car crash, then both simultaneously.
After the Samsen, though.
Oh, that's what Gemara is saying. So let's go and say, let Rabbi Yochanan and say, our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglit and Efshel et Samson, and both of them became Yevomis at the very same moment. So neither the Eishes Reuven nor the Eishes Shimon had even one second Shas Akosher, Shas Mutter. Ah, so then you can't say in this case that Yevomish Hutra Vanessa. Both of them are in the Bechina of a Mrs. Shimon, that both of them were ushered from the very first moment. And that's why you can't do anything. You're stuck. So that would be such a wonderful teret. And for the only Sosum Lantanik, Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yochanan holds Rabbi Yosi Aglili's view is so remote from all the other Tanoim, he feels that Rabbi would not have been Soysum and Mishnah like Rabbi Yosi Aglili because nobody else holds of Efshel Tamtzen. As Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Toysa says that elsewhere we do find a Mishnah, but Rabbi Yochanan would disagree. Anyway, if you look at Toysa Sosum, Rabbi Yosi Aglili down below the first wide line. Anyway, for any more Vilema, I have another Eitzah. Toliodin and Hainapul Vareisha. Oh, it's talking about Efshel Tamtzen. It couldn't be that they happened mamish at the same moment. But I don't know which one came first and which one came second. Right. In other words, it was chaschon, a car crash. Nebuch, two brothers passed away, Rahman Muslim, but I don't know which one passed away before the other one. Didn't happen at the very same second, because Efshel Tamtzen, but maybe Reuven was first, or maybe Shimon was first. So therefore, maybe Mrs. Reuven was the first almana, or maybe Mrs. Shimon. And since I don't know, that's the reason why we can't employ this Eitzah of first giving a chalitza to the second, and then being Miyam the first, because I don't know who's the first and who's the second. So that's a very good pshat. So Gemara, if that's the case, continue on. What does the Mishnah say? It says the Mishnah has got to be chotzis v'leimis yamois. And what happens if the two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, didn't listen and they didn't marry the two after all? Yoitziyu, they have to go and banish their wives and not allowed to stay with their wives. Then why can't they stay with their wives? It's Mishloim Rishon. It's actually Rishon. Mishloim Rishon Amrin Alei Mancharilach. How are you able to go and marry one of these two women? After all, the two women are both Achoyziku Kosais. They're holding like Rabbi Yochanan and Yezika. So how can you go marry either one? You're Osir. And since we have that rule that since and a Yavoma that happens to be Osir, Amy Koyraba Bishas, the Fili Yavoma Yolea, she's like an Eshazach, she's a Banim, and therefore you had no business, and Eshach is an Erva. You gotta be Moitzir. I understand that perfectly. Elish Shnia Omar, truly not Shnia, truly Shady. If you see the Bach changes, the Girsa. So Vishbam Rishon and Rinalei, we say to the Rishon, Mancharilah, and therefore be Moitzir your wife. Elisheni Omar, the second brother can go and say, Chavroi. Chavroi means my brother. Not really my Chavr, my brother. Shnia Yiban. Maybe he was Miyabim the second one, and therefore I know Rishoina Miyabim, and now I've taken over the position of the first one. And if I'm taking the first one, so that's great, because then we have the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, that Yevama Shehutra, Venesra, Vechozer, Vechutra, Tachsla, Tera, Rishoin. Now I don't know for sure who's the Rishoin and who's the Shani, who's the Rishoinah and who's the Shniya, because I don't know who passed away first, Reuven or Shimon. However, Lichat Chila 100%, since I don't know Chotz Vloim Mesiyamis. But if they've already been Koines, why can't the second one say that by the time the one that I was miyabim was the Rishoina, because my chaver, meaning
my
the other brother, he took the Shnias position. Now, it's a 50-50. It could be that the first brother took the Rishoina or took the Shnia. Same thing as the second one took the Rishoina or the Shnia. But because it's a Safik, mitzat Safik, the Choyra, I should say, lo yoytzi. Like we had other cases earlier on in our Mishnayos.
The first one, then, you should say, it's a Safik, lo yoytzi.
Yeah, the only thing is, by the first one, since he violated the Achoyzi Kukosai, that remains Ke'erbala forever. That was the Lashon HaGemara.
We had, okay.
Call Yivam Mishain the Kurib Shas the Fili Yivam Yom Vilea Harikesh is actually Ishlabonim the Asur, it's also forever.
Yeah, but he's okay, I see.
And therefore
because his Yivam so he did Yivam be Isser,
mm-hmm.
Does his act of Yivam eliminate the Zika? I understand if we say that it eliminates the Zika, that's why the second brother can say, I can stay with you, because the Zika has gone away through his illegal action.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Or does the Zika remain, then why are we allowing the second brother, why can the second brother remain with this his partner? It's still an Isser with a Zika. The Zika is still there.
The Isser remains forever and ever. And therefore, just like the Gemara uses the expression, why does the Gemara use the expression that the Yivamish, Kol Yivamish, Ein Ani Kireba B'Shas Nafila, Yivam Yav Yaleh Hari Ke'eshes Ach Sheyesh Laban. Why don't you simply say that it's awesome? What it's telling us is that this Isser of Achoy Zikukos in Midrabanan, if this was at the very first moment, that is converted to like an erva di araisa for these purposes, that this erva will never go away. This will always remain with this young lady. So even though Reuven went and it was miyabim her, he should not have. It's an erva to him. Why it's an erva? Because at the first moment that she fell, since I don't know which one fell first or which one fell second, you ask the Rabban would say, you're not allowed to be miyabim either one. So from the very first moment that she fell in the fila, nobody knows. So therefore it remains usher even after he marries her. But the second one can go and say, maybe he married the second and therefore took away that zikr. I married the first. The first we have the lacha of Rabbi Yochanan, Yivam Shehutra, Vanessa, Chaz Vahutra, Tassel Shehutra. Now you can tell me maybe not, maybe yes. So I wouldn't do it l'chadchila, but after I've done it already, b'diavad, why do you say yoytziu? And that's what the Morris Kashis. Chavosh in Shnei Yibim, Ano Rishonu Miyabim, and therefore l'choira, that would be an eitzah. Why, if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is talking about a case of a Sofik, I don't know which one fell first, which one second, then why does it come about to yoytziu? So l'choira, that doesn't shtim. So the pshat in the Mishnah, this doesn't, pshat doesn't work either. And to come with, that's why said so emphatically yesterday, I have no idea who taught this Mishnah. This is Mishka Mishnah, because any of these potential pshatim l'chayra do not work.
Can you review that last piece again, because it kind of eluded me? So in where the challenge of Yochanan is from the Mishnah is this chosof lo misyabnos. Explain that last piece.
So you're not talking about the last piece, you're really talking about the original kasha.
The challenge and the resolution
what does Rabbi Yochanan say? If you have two women,
if she's mutter initially, then she can recover her status of being mutter when the other isser is resolved.
Correct.
Okay. So my question is, when Yehuda is Miyabe one of them, one of the women, let's say Mrs. Shimon, the Shimon's widow.
The first one?
And he does it initially.
Shimon is number two.
And Shimon, we don't know. Does that resolve, as I, my words, resolve, end the Zika, and therefore, we now the other brother is saying, there was no Zika, maybe, and perhaps there's no Zika at all, because my brother ended it when he illegally...
You're asking the same question you asked before. Back in our Mishnah on Daf Beis, if Bitoy or Chamoisoy or any of the 15 Aroyas falls Liyim to, in this case, Levi or to Yehuda, is he allowed to come in Miyabim?
There's
no,
it's
a Erva. Ah! That's what our Mishnah says. Any Yavama that you go to the rabbis and say, can I be Miyabim? No, you can't. Harizuke Aishis Ach Shiesh Labanam Basura. She remains a permanent erva. So Reuven, not Reuven, either Levi or Yehuda can go Mimiyavim, either one of the two. Since at the time I don't know whether you're allowed to go marry her or not because of the fact that I don't know whether she's a Rishoina or she's a Shnia. What's the din? She's an Aishis Ach Shiesh Labanam. She's a permanent erva. You can't be Miyavim. You can't do Choylitz. It's zero. No Zika whatsoever. So it's not that when he's Miyavim, the Zika is removed. There is no Zika, because she is Osir forever and ever. What happens, however, after he goes and marries her illegally, she's now off the table. There's only one lady left, and that is the one that Yehuda is Miyavim. Yehuda says, maybe the first one that he was Miyavim, maybe that was the Shnia, and therefore what I have left is the Rishayna. So when the Shnia goes off, gets off the table, I'm allowed to marry the Rishayna like Rabbi Yochanan learned. If that's the case, so why does he want to say that Yoitziu? It could have said the first one cannot keep her because it's an erva towards him. The second one can keep her because since it's the Rishayna and the Shnia, the Gan Sechedim and Rabbi Yochanan, so Hutter and Chazav and Eir, and therefore he's allowed to stay. Why does it say in the Mishnah Yetzil is the Chasim that has Rabbi Yochanan that this Mishnah doesn't stem with me?
So Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with our Mishnah,
and therefore he's saying that the Mishnah is wrong.
Okay,
right? That this Mishnah has been incorporated in the Gemara incorrectly,
okay.
And therefore make a big X and take it.
Okay,
out.
Okay.
So the Mishnah.
So this whole din of it's Aser once it. So the answer is normally we would say, what Barry I think was trying to say is normally we would say is Paka the Zika already,
right?
And therefore she should be, it shouldn't even without the heter of
Rabbi Yochanan.
It should be, but we're saying that this
there's no Zika because it's an Aishas Ach Shiesh Labanam.
That's what the Gemara says.
That's his answer. That's my question.
That's my answer, and that's what the Gemara says. Okay?
So how can we have Rabbi Yochanan denying a Mishnah?
That's the question.
And the Gemara is not trying to resolve it.
We tried to resolve it.
Unsuccessfully.
We tried 12 times.
Unsuccessfully.
Okay. Ten minutes yesterday and 31 minutes today.
Okay.
And it didn't go. If you see where it says Achoyis Eni Yedea, you see the little asterisk from the Rabbi Kiv Eger, you shouldn't think that this is the only time in Shas this happened. You have another couple of times as well. If you look in the middle of Gilgan Shas, Eni Yedea Mishonan, the same Gemara you have in Bava Tzia, Daf Nun Aleph, Bava Basar Kif Tazlov, and Daf Kif Mem Aleph. And yet when we get to those three spots, I hope you're going to remind us that back in Yevamos and Daf Chav Zayin, we already had that Rabbi Yochanan said, this mission is
trial with Rabbi Yochanan or with other?
That I don't know. We'll have to see.
Ayin Shem.
Exactly.
Thank you for explaining that carefully.
No problem. And we continue on to the Mishnah Vayita, the Gemara Vayita tonight. Hoisa achaz men asur al achad iser erva osir bo. Umutar ba achoyiso vasheni osir bishtayen. This is that is a direct quote from our Mishnah. The Gemara could have said, and should have said, Gufa. Excuse me. It says in the Mishnah, Hoisa achaz men asur al achad iser erva. One of them had an Isra Erva. Let's go back to the Mishnah, you'll see it there. Shouldn't think we're making all of this up. Back on Chav Vav Amir Aleph. We just got finished saying that you have four brothers and two died and two left over. Chotzis Lemes Yabmois. Now skip a line. Line 3. Hoysa Achas Mehen Asura Le'echad Isra Erva. If one of them, L'mashal Levi, he wants to go Mimiyabim, either the Eishas Reuven or Eishas Shimon. Eishas Reuven happens to be his mother-in-law, happens to be his shvikah. Therefore, is he able to go and be Miyabim? Of course not. And therefore, as far as he's concerned, there is no Achoy Ziku Kosei. There's only one woman that falls to him, to Yibim. And who is that? That's the Eishas Shimon. So what does it say in the Mishnah? It's Achas Mehen Asura Al-Echad Isra Erva. Osir Ba, he's obviously not allowed to go and be Miyabim his own Chamaisai. Umutab Achoyis, but he's allowed to go and marry the other one. There's no Achoy Ziku Kosei. There's only one Zika, Amachai. Vashayni Osir Bishtei. But the other brother, as far as he's concerned, there is no Erva involved. Both of them are Ro'oi to be Nisiyavim or to be Chavitza. Therefore, it's an Achoy Ziku Kosei. So he cannot, he's also to both of them. So that's all pretty straightforward.
So it's ironic. So the Isra Erva in a way allows for Yibam as opposed to
precluding. But the other one.
Right.
Exactly right. It's not Isra Erva. Osir Bo, Umutu Bachoysa. Says the Gemara now. Now we didn't identify who fell first. meaning of the Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon. One of them was Chamoisoi to Levi, and therefore Levi can't call me Miyam her, he can only be Miyam the other one. So Kedaitech, when we learned the Mishnah initially, we could have thought, should have thought, that the Eishes Reuven, where Reuven passed away, and Eishes Reuven falls now, Ibam falls to Levi and Yehuda. Levi says, that's my Chamoisoi, there's no way that I can possibly go and marry him. So Nofel Chamoisoi Tchila. If that's the case, Leku Chosid Liyabim Hach Di Eina Chamoisa Bereisha. I have an excellent eitzah. Let the Chosin, meaning that Levi, who's the Chosin of the Chamoisa, he's the son-in-law,
right,
let him go and be Miyabim, the other lady, Bereisha, which is in fact what our Mishnah says, Asur Lezebim, Mutu Lezeh, he's allowed to go Miyab the other one. And after that, for Tihevi Chamoisa Legabi Idach, so now the other brother, what did we say in the Mishnah? The other brother is Osir B'Shtein, right? More quotes.
Right, right.
Why is he Osir B'Shtein? Let him now go and marry the Chamoisa. So you can't say, originally, as far as Yehuda is concerned, both of them are Eishes, both of them are Chuziku Kosai, and that remains like an erva forever, and that doesn't help. No, it would help, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Tevi Chamoisa Legabi Idach, Ki Yevoma Shehutra V'Nasra V'Chazra V'Hutra Tachzal HaTeira HaRishayim. Psh! Wonderful, wonderful kasha.
Because Levi marrying the other one releases the Chosuku Kasawisar?
It releases. This is standard Rabbi Yochanan. So what do I have over here? I had the two women falling.
Right.
The first one was Chamoisa, and the second one was not his Chamoisa. So vis-a-vis the Levi, he can, of course, not be Miyab in the Chamoisa, but he could be Miyab in the second one, which is what the Mishnah tells us. Now, as far as Yehuda is concerned, since the Chamoisa fell first, he, Yehuda, could have gone and been Miyabim Chamoisa. He had a child setter. He didn't. He sat on his rights. And then shortly thereafter, Nebuch, the second one, passed away. Now he's not able to marry either one because they're both
sisters.
Fine. But now the second one has been taken off the table. Why? Because the first one, the
lady went and
as Miyabim her. Right? So that's the classic case of what Rabbi Yochanan said, that once you take care of the Shnia and remove her from the scene, then you can go back to the Chosvenei, you can go back to the Rishon.
Right.
So this is the Yevamah Shohatra. Initially, Yehuda could have been Miyabim the Eishes Reuven. She was not his Chamoisai. She was Hutra. Then after she became Osir because of the fact that Eishes Shimon fell now to Yivam, Achoyzik Kosai. But now Eishes Shimon is out of the picture, not because she passed away, and not because she got chalitza, but because the lady was able to go and miyabim her, because it wasn't his iser erva. She was mutter to him, no zika for vis-a-vis H.S. Reuven, because she was his chamoisai. So he was able to miyabim her. So now that Shni is now off the table, out of the scene, so now let Yehuda go and miyabim the chamoisai. Why does the Mishnah say the osalishneyan? The Gemara gives an easy answer. I'm Rabbi, you're going to know for the Einach HaMoise Bereshit. So the Einach HaMoise came up first, and the HaMoise came up second. So even though Levi is going to go and marry him, be Miyabim, the Einach HaMoise, that's going to be the first. Okay, so the first one is out. But the Shnia, when she originally had her Nefila, she was also already at that point from the very first moment.
To Yehuda as well.
To you, to both of them.
Right.
What's the reason why? Because she was Achoizuku Kosai vis-a-vis Yehuda from the first moment, because the Chamoisai, the first woman, had already fallen even before her. Oh, so then I have Kol Yevomish, Endi Koydaba B'Shas, the Fili, Yevom Yoleh. Since from the very first moment she couldn't be Miyamah, so if she remains Ashes, actually the one of Asur, she remains Asur forever and ever. So depending whether the Chamoisa came first, the Chamoisa came second, that would be the outcome of the halacha. And then we have the Mishnah Blaz, Oyim B'Shami Avram. Tanya. We have now a Machloikis. Remember we said before, it says in the Mishnah, that if the two, instead of being Choylitz, both of them were Miyabim, then Yoytziyu. But it's not so simple. Tanya, Blazer Oymer, Beishami Omer Yekaimu, Beisel Omer Yoytziyu. Oh, our Mishnah is like the Beisel Yoytziyu. Now, Rav Shimon Oymer Yekaimu. On the surface, Rav Shimon seems to learn like Beishama, Yekaimu. Okay, hold that for a moment. Abishol Oymer, Abishol says it's just the reverse. Kal Hoyilem LeBeisel B'Dovrezeh. Here, Beisel were Mekel, and rather, Shemishami Oymer Yoytziyu, Beisel Oymer Yekaimu. So Yekaimu is not Beishama speaking, it's Beisel speaking, according to Abishol. So that's a three-way machlokes that you have in the Braisa. So now the question is, Reb Shimon Kiman. Who does Reb Shimon hold like that he says Yekaimu? We have that Reb Lezer says that Beishamai holds Yekaimu, and therefore the Chayy Reb Shimon holds like Beishamai. On the other hand, Abba Shaul says that Beis Hillel says Yekaimu. So maybe Reb Shimon holds like Beis Hillel. Is Reb Shimon Kiman? Ike Beis Shammai Haina Reb Lezer. Ike Beis Hillel Haina Abba Shaul. So what is Reb Shimon adding to the equation over here? Reb Shimon is just, if anything, it's say, V'chein Omer Reb Shimon, or it's just say Reb Lezer for Reb Shimon Oimrim, or Abba Shaul for Reb Shimon Oimrim. What was Reb Shimon doing over here?
Contemporaries, Reb Shimon is much, much later than both of those at
time. Okay, so I'm sorry for making that comment. No. I withdraw it.
No, so the point is,
what do you need Reb Shimon for?
Right.
If we want to establish the halacha is like Beis Shammai, the Yekaimu, so that Reb Shimon can go and we can really have Reb Lezer that we can rely on. If he wants to see Yekaimu because he holds like Beis Hillel, we can rely on Abba Shaul. What is Reb Shimon adding to the equation? Everything in Mara, I'll tell you what he's adding. What Reb Shimon is saying is, there's no machloikis like Reb Lezer said that it's Beis Shammai that holds Yekaimu. There's no machloikis that Abba Shaul said that it's Beis Hillel holds Yekaimu. I hold the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both hold in unison Yekaimu, and that's why Reb Shimon says Yekaimu. Reb Shimon is not arguing with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel because he's a later generation. All he's arguing is with Reb Lezer and with Abba Shaul. He's saying, don't tell me that it's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. I hold that everybody holds Yekaimu. Good. Right. Hoy ze achas mehem. Hatanina chod zimno. Achoyse kshiyavem to oichaletzes oy misya bemez. What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking is, again, going back to our Mishnah. What did we say in the Mishnah? Hoy ze achas mehem asura ala echad iser erva. Two brothers. One has an iser erva hamoyse situation. Osirva umutriba choyse. Like we quoted before. Now, if we go back for a moment to Daf Chof Omet Aleph, we have over there a very similar situation. In the middle of the, we're starting at the beginning of the Mishnah Chof, Kalal Omer Biyavam, Koshi Issa Erva, Vechaletz Yisibet, Issa Mitzvah, etc. Achoyse Shiyavemta, Chaylet Sayimis Yavemis. In a case where you have a choyse shiyavemta, what's a choyse shiyavemta? The case of our Mishnah, that one of them is an issa erva. If you look at the Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Chav, third line, a choyse shel erva kishiyavemta, kigoin shenof lushtei achoyes mishnei achim, ho achas asur mishav erva, kigoin shikalosai, vichamosai, and the second one is a regular, then a choletze mishiyavemis. A choyse erva pleiponga ba achoy zikukosai, shim de erva lav zikukosai. The first one is not doesn't even come into the equation because since it's an erva, she's out of the picture. The only one that's left is the second one. So the second one, which is exactly the same halacha that we have in our Mishnah, and therefore our Gemara is asking why are we repeating the same halacha that we have in Daf Chav in the Mishnah on Daf Chav. Oh, we already had this. I'll tell you why. The Ashmin and Hossam, we only have that first Mishnah, and Daf Chav, Shem Deleka Lemigzer Mishem Sheni. There is only one brother altogether. Our Mishnah has two brothers. So there is no reason to go Migoizer because of a second brother. Abhach the Ikal Migzer Mishem Sheni, Eimolai. What does Igmar mean to say? If we're going to allow in a situation over there where there's only one brother, and we tell him you cannot be Miyavim your own Chalosei or Chamoisei, but you can go and in the yam, the other one, okay, that's fine. There's no reason why I shouldn't allow for that. The first one is not even a zika, it's his kalosei, chamoisei, off the table. He could only be in the yam, more chayv, that's the second one. Well, that's fine. In our Mishnah, we're talking that they're two brothers. One brother we are allowing to be miyabim the other sister, and the second one, we say, no. So as far as you're concerned, both of them are awesome. So I might have thought, Iyashmin and Hossam, the first Mishim Shin Lechtel Mitzvah Mishim Shaini. Avalach, the Igle Mitzvah Mishim Shaini, that if we're going to allow the first brother to go in a sense, pick and choose. I can't marry my Chamoisa, I can marry the second one. So maybe the second brother would also be able to marry the second one. Or maybe the Chamoisa. In other words, if we're allowing the first one.
No erva.
where there's no evidence. Right.
And there's a chosuk kosa.
It is a chosuk kosa, but we're going to say, he also has an erva involved. What's the erva? He has his chamoisa, and he's allowed to marry in a second. So he also has an erva chosuk kosa, which is the rabbanim. So he should certainly be able to go marry one of the two. So I might have thought, therefore, that's why our Mishnah has to tell you, in the case of two, we are not goizer, and we do allow the first one to miyavim one, and not the other, even though the second one is not allowed to miyavim either one. Let us just say our Mishnah daf kofah. Mishum dekasheini, dekamuchach. Avosim dekasheini, emoloi. Tricha. What's he want mean to say? Not everybody knows about the din of achoisa kukase. In fact, there are many tanoim and amiran that hold ein zika. So if we were going to learn in our Mishnah that the first one is able to go and the miyabim one, and not miyabim the other, and that the second one cannot be miyam either one, we're going to shtel avek. Everybody will know the halacha is achoyzu kukasei is aser. It's mucha. It's clear. The first one we're allowing to marry the second wife, the second sister, because for him the first one was an erva, so he doesn't have an achoyzu kukasei. But the second one does have achoyzu kukasei, that everybody will know. Oh, you see, why did the rabbis allow the first one to go and be miyabim one, and the second one not to miyam any? Because the second one has achoyzu kukasei. Abu Hassan in the first mission, the Lekha Sheni, there's no Sheni the Mukha, there's only one person on the scene. A person who doesn't really know what's going on, they might think, oh, there is no Achoyzu Kukasai. You see, he was able to go marry one of the two. Yeah, but the other one was his Chamois. I didn't know that, nobody told me. I just saw that there are two Yevamis that fell to him. He was able to go and take one of them. Oh, there's no Achoyzu Kukasai. Like Tariq, that's why after both Mishnahs, that earlier case where there was no Sheni, and our case in the Mishnah where there was a Sheni, where there were two brothers. Good. Don't be more right. Now, what do we have in the next case in our Mishnah? Let's go back to Mishnah again. Now, we're going to constantly flip back and forth. We have over here on the fourth line, Isra mitzvah, Isra kedusha, choletzes v'loy nisya bemes. What means Isra mitzvah, Isra kedusha? If vis-a-vis these two brothers, one of them is related to one of the Yevamis, but not in the form of an erva that rises to the level of an Isser Kares. It's not as Chamoy Seilem Marshal, but rather it happens to be an Isser Mitzvah. Remember we learned earlier, Isser Mitzvah means Mitzvah L'Shmoy Yedivri Chacham, it means a Shnia, so therefore one of them was his grandmother, which Min HaTorah is Mutter. It's hard to believe, but Min HaTorah, a person is allowed to go and marry his grandmother, but Midraban, it's also because of Mitzvah Shmoy Dibur Chacham. Oh yeah, the Isser Kedusha. Isser Kedusha means that it's only an Isser Lav, it's not an Isser Kars. So what's the halach in those cases? He's not allowed to go marry the Shnia, because also Midraban. He's not allowed to go and marry the Isser Lav, because also Min HaTorah. However, there is a Zika, and therefore to din is Choletzes, v'loim Nesidah. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Now let's go back to Daf Chof again. Same Mishnah Daf Chof. That's our favorite Mishnah for today. What does it say there on the third line? Iser mitzvah, v'iser kedusha, choletzes v'loim Nesidah.
Word for word.
Word for word, the exact same. Why did Rebbe repeat it? Maybe that would be a further riot to Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah is a Mishnah. We should take it out. But the Gemara doesn't say it. We already learned this halacha back in that chav. That is a mitzvah. Is a kedusha chalav loy misyap. Emes. Every one hasim is a mitzvah lechuda. Hachi is a mitzvah ve'achoyso. Ooh, there it's only talking about is a mitzvah alone, meaning that you had the
one wife.
You had one yivama falling the even to one yavam. The problem is that it's his grandmother, or it happens to be a case of a mamzeres or something similar, which is Issa Durabanan. So there's, well, not Issa Durabanan, it's Issa Lav, it's not Issa Karis. So they only have one Issa over there. I would think in such a case, no. Let's learn the Sibanis. Issa Mitzvah L'chuda. V'hach we have Issa Mitzvah V'achoysa. Here we have two women. One of them is also to him because it's the grandmother. The other one happens to be also to him, not also to him. It just happens to be the sister of that grandmother. It's also that chanan lekem iser mitzvah b'mokem iser erva. The tisyabim, I might think that in this situation, what is the halacha? We said that chaletz is flame misyabemes. You can only do a chalitza to both of them, and you can't be miyabim either one of them. Now why can't you miyabim either one of them? It's a mitzvah. Why can't you marry the other one? The other one is not a problem because it's a choyziku kosoi.
Right.
What do you mean the choyziku kosoi? I can't marry the first one because it's an isa mitzvah.
It's your erva, there is a zika.
Exactly, there is a zika, and therefore it's a choyziku kosoi. But what's the din of a choyziku kosoi? It's terabon, it's not a din diaraisa. So therefore, solka daita chamin aleikim isa mitzvah mokam isa erva v'tisyabim. Maybe the chacham should go and say, after all, we want to be kind mitzvahs in the Torah. We don't want to be mevatel mitzvahs in the Torah. So let's go and say this isa mitzvah should have the same din as isa erva. If it's an erva, she's off the radar screen. The only one that's left now is a choisa, and be miyabim, and fine. So we have now a kiyum of yibim. Maybe the chum should go and be mekel in this case and allow for the yibim and do away or nullify the choisa kosei. Kamashul, and that's why our mishnah has to go and say no. I'll go and get it out.
Let's just long as seven.
Exactly. Pretty more. It's a yibim. You're telling me that there's such a havim in it that the chum might have said, let's go miyabim. Kivin de midoraisa ram yekamei. Since mina Torah, the two are falling to him. In other words, there is a zika from both of them, even though there's an iser shniyah derabanan, or there's an iser chayav yelavin. Let's talk about the iser, at least the iser shniyah derabanan. Since iser shniyah derabanan, since the whole thing is derabanan anyway, soi bazoi avakapog adachoyzik ukosoi. So then we have that other derabanan that says that since min ha-toyru you'd be able to marry either achoyz. Yeah, there's an isa mitzvah derabanan of shniya. Put that aside for a moment. Min ha-toyru he can go and marry both. If he can marry both, it's a choyz u'kasei. If it's a choyz u'kasei, how is there a havamin of tisiyavet? After all, the Chachamim want to encourage doing mitzvahs, and so therefore maybe the Chachamim would go and say, in this case, I'm going to upgrade the Isser of Shnia, and I'm going to make it into like an Isser Deraisa, like an Isser Erva. Therefore, she's now out of the picture. We don't have an Achoy Ziku Kasai, we only have the second one, being the other. But the Achoy Ziku Kasai, the Achoy Ziku Kasai is the Rabbanan. And the same Rabbanan can go and say, here, I don't enforce the Achoy Ziku Kasai because I want it to be a Yibam, and therefore allow for the Yibam and deem the Esser mitzvah or the Esser kedusha as but if it was an erva. Kamash Malanda, we don't say that. And that's why we have to have our mishnah to go and repeat this to emphasize it in even the case when you have the two sisters. Hoyz achas mehen. Hosu lomali hainu hach malichad malitrei. What is all of this about? Now, internally in our mishnah, we're not going now to a different mishnah. In our mishnah itself, we have the same case twice. Where's the same case twice? Starting again, we started the Mishnah that if you have two brothers, two sisters, and under normal circumstances, chotzev loy misyam lois. However, third line, hois achas mehen asur of echad isa erva asur ba umutav choisa vasheni asur mishtei. Right. So it was if vis-a-vis Levi. Levi happens to be the son-in-law of the first wife of the Hashem Reuven, Mrs. Reuven, who happens to be his chamoisai. So what's it? And he can't go and be miyab his chamoisai. There's no zika. It's an erva.
The second one.
And if we go to take the second one, and the sheni is also mishtei. So now let's continue on. Skip a line. Hoise achas mehen asura alze isa erva vashniya asura alze isa erva. In other words, the two women, the Mrs. Reuven happens to be the chamoisai of Levi, the Mrs. Shimon happens to be the chamoisai of Yehuda. Right. So then, for each one of them,
knocks the one out and then makes the other one permissible.
Exactly. So we don't have an achoisiku kasei because you don't have
no erva. It's an erva. There's no zika whatsoever.
So what does the Mishnah say? Hoisach then asura alze is erva shniyah asura. So isn't that exactly the same case as before? The only thing is, instead of only one brother having erva plus a regular zika, now both brothers have an erva plus a regular zika. So it's exactly the same thing.
It's incremental. It's not the same because in the same case it's both brothers.
Yeah, but the halacha is the same.
The halacha is the same, but it's expressing it in a different fact pattern.
Good. So the Gemara is asking, why do we have to repeat the same halacha in a different fact pattern? We could have said, instead of Eishes Ruvah, Eishes Shimon, then we could have a new Misha, Eishes Yankel and Eishes Beryl. And then have another Misha that says Eishes Moshe and Eishes Har. Mm-hmm. It's all the same halacha. In other words, again using the same svar that we had in the Amud Aleph. In the first case, we have two brothers. One brother, he has an erva and he has a regular, and the other brother, there's no aroyas, he only has the two women. So therefore, we don't want people to make mistakes. In that first case, which is the ikasheni, the muchach, there's a second brother that shows that there is an iser of achoy zikukosai, and therefore you're not allowed to go and take either one. So how is the first one? Oh, the first one's an exception because of the fact that one of them was an erev. So he was allowed to go and marry the second one. But normally, so there's a sheni, the mucha, that teaches us that aloha. But in the seva, the lekashen become muchach, because both of them are marrying one. So you can have another case a year later. They asked the Ruv, what's the din? Well, I remember a year ago, the Bezdin had paskened even the identical situation. They had Levi and Yehuda, and there were two Eishes Achoisukukosai, the two sisters. And I remember they allowed Levi to marry one and Yehuda to marry the other. So everybody's going to think that there is no Achoisukukosai Isur, and therefore that's why he has to go and tell us, even by the two that we have. Maybe I wouldn't allow for the two brothers to be miyabim one and to go and give chalitza to them. You don't have to give chalitza. Just to be miyabim one because the other one is an erva. Because people are going to learn from that that there is no achoisik kosei at all. So let it just go and say the second case. Because of the fact that we say to Levi, you can only marry Mr. Shimon, and we say to Yehuda, you can only marry Mrs. Reuven, that's really muchach. Why don't we go and say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, Levi can take this one, you can take that one. Oh, because one is an erva. Oh, what about the other one? Also an erva. So it's muchach teith, muchach adodi. Each one shows for the other one. And you cannot go marry the other. So bottom line is, it's not that we're repeating the story with a slightly different curveball that both of them, and as opposed to the first case where the second one was also to both of them. There is a halachic halacha that we're learning from both cases, that both, whether it's muchach because it's a sheni, it's not muchach, in both cases we will allow for marrying one, even though you cannot marry the other, and you're not concerned that people are going to belittle and mock and denigrate to the halacha of achoisu kukase and think, well, there's no problem, I see that the rabbis are allowing marrying this one, that one, etc. Right. Finally, the Mishnah ends off, Zui she'amru, that yevemta shehu chavertu. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? Zui she'amru, achoisik, sheyevemta echaletzes and echidamis. What's the Zui she'amru? Whenever you hear such an emphatic statement, Zui lemutim, right? Have a good day to me. Thank you for joining us. Zui lemutim, my lev, ute iser mitzvah lozeh, vi iser mitzvah lozeh. Oh, what would happen if instead of being an iser lozeh, one of them happens to be, in the case of Levi, one of them happens to be his grandmother. In the case of Yehuda, it happens to be his grandmother. So why can't you go and so lemuti mai lemuti isa mitzvah zev isa mitzvah zev? So tomorrow hosulam li haino ha. If you're telling me that instead of an isa erva, we're talking about an isa mitzvah, and therefore it will be osur on both of them, that we already have in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says isa mitzvah isa kedusha chalatz is lo nesibemus. Right? That was the lashon of Mishnah. Iser mitzvah, the iser kedusha, let them mitzvah members. You can't be miyavim because it's an iser, but there's a zika, so you have to go and pater with a chalitza. So for Eitim Mora, you're telling me the zui she'amru because it happens to be an erev lezeh and erev lezeh, as opposed to iser mitzvah lezeh lezeh. For the most lamish, and after we already talked about iser mitzvah. Mali chad mali trei. Why is the difference between whether it's iser mitzvah to one, iser mitzvah to two? If the mamad is saying, "Gilei amri nukim iser mitzvah mukim iser erev heichad the ikal amigzer mishum sheini." You know, when I don't say that iser mitzvah gets upgraded to an iser erva, that's when I have a gzeir because there's a sheini over here. Sheni meaning a person who does not have any iser mitzvah, iser erva, iser kedusha whatsoever. So if I'm going to go and say legabe Levi, that he should be able to go, if we were going to, what we do allow in the Mishnah is that if Mrs. Reuven happens to be Levi's chamoisai, that Levi went, he cannot marry her, there's no zika, and so therefore he can marry the Eishes Shimon. Right, that's good. So the Gemara said, but not by Nisa Mitzvah. If the Eishes Reuven was his grandmother, then I wouldn't say that din. Maybe, why don't you say that din? Is because if we would say that din and upgrade Issa Mitzvah to Isser Erva and allow for Levi to go and marry the second sister, so then there'll be confusion and we might allow for Yehuda, who has no Issa Mitzvah, no Issa Erva, nothing, also to marry one of them. And certainly he's not allowed to because it's a Chosu Kukosa. So that's the reason why we don't upgrade the Issa Mitzvah and make it like an Issa Erva. In a case where I don't have to worry about the Sheni, let's say that the Chum upgraded both Issa Mitzvahs, the grandmother of Levi and the grandmother of Yehuda, and now Levi is not going to marry his grandmother, he's going to go marry the other Achoisa. Yehuda is not going to marry his grandmother, he's going to marry the other Achoisa. So Sokadai Techamin, and maybe the Rabbanan would permit that. So you're going to tell me, how can the Rabbanan permit that? It's an Achoisa Kukosai. Yeah, since it's an Issa Rabbanan, the same Rabbanan would say, here I'm going to go and relax the rule of Isser Zikra Achoisa Kukosai. In fact, I'm going to upgrade the Isser of the Kedusha or the Issa Mitzvah to make it like an Issa Erva and permit them to be Miyavim one and the other. So I might have thought, Kamashul, if you make Kamashul, no, that even in the case of the two brothers, we don't upgrade one to allow for a Yibim of the other. Now from Omer of Yehuda until the Mishnah, it's almost word for word the Gemara that we learned back on Daf Ches on the Beis. You remember that Rashi on Daf Ches on the Beis was probably the longest Rashi in Chaz that went through all the 15 Arayas. Okay, we'll do a quick Chazara. You'll remember we learned Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rach, Chay Tani Reb Chia, Bekulan Ani Koyer Ben Asur Lezeh Meter Lezeh Chosh Shishim Vemta Oy Chaletz Oy Misya Pemes. In all the 15 cases of our Mishnah, I could find a situation where Reuven and Shimon passed away. Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon now are falling Leivim to Levi and to Yehuda. And in each case, each one of the 15 of our Mishnah, we can go and find that it's Mutzer Lezeh, Asur Lezeh, Mutzer Lezeh, Asur Lezeh. Since we spoke about Chamoisi until now, let's talk about a Chamoisi again, that the Mrs. Reuven was the Chamoisi to Levi, and the Mrs. Shimon was the Chamoisi to Yehuda. But that's easy. But what the Gemara is telling us now is you could find the same case by Bitoy, that the Bitoy, the Mrs. Reuven was the Bitoy of Levi, and the Mrs. Shimon was the Bitoy of Yehuda. Again, you could have that Bas Benoy, Mrs. Reuven was Bas Benoy to Levi, and the grandchild, right? And the Mrs. Shimon was the Bas Benoy to Yehuda. And then Bas Bita and Bas Ishta, all the 15 cases of our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Chiya said. Rabbi says, no, no, no. I wouldn't start from the first case. I'd only start from the seventh case. That's the case of Chamoisa. I leave out the first six. I was to Bobby the Reishu. Why? Why? My time. I came to Bita Gointin to Mishkachas. Let me say, like Mishkachas. The only way that you can find the Bitoy case is if you're talking about a case of Oinsen, not a case of Nisuin. What does Gemara mean to say? So let's think about this for a moment. You have now two brothers, Levi and Yehuda. And you're telling me that the Levi and Yehuda, who's falling the Yibam? Two sisters. And these two sisters, one of them happens to be the daughter of Levi, one of them happens to be the daughter of Yehuda. How can they be sisters if they have different fathers? Levi is his father of one, Yehuda is the father of the other. How could they both then be sisters? So what's the obvious answer?
They had the same mother.
They had the same mother, right? They didn't have the same father because Levi is the mother of one. Levi is the father of one. Yehuda is the father of the other. They have to have the same mother. Okay, so let's assume that Levi was married first to Mrs. Levi. Guess what happens now? They have a daughter. Then there is a divorce. And now Yehuda wants to marry Mrs. Levi. Is he allowed to go marry Mrs. Levi?
What's the Erva? Actually, Eish LaBanan.
It is Eish LaBanan. Even if there were no Banan, because only Eish is actually Eish LaBanan. Ain't LaBanan if there was a Petir. Nobody died over here, but everybody's alive and healthy. Okay, so after Levi divorced her and had a daughter, can Yehuda go and marry her? Chas v'shalom, not allowed. It's an Issacharis. It's one of the Issacharis of Eish Yisach. That remains forever and ever. Except for if he passes away and then Eim Lepanim. Okay, but otherwise, it's an Israel. So how we have the case in the first place? How could it possibly be that Levi and Yehuda could both be the fathers of these two girls and the two girls are sisters? So you're talking because it's the same mother. How could they have the same mother? If he married her, then the other one couldn't marry her. So the answer is, it's talking about that it was Anusa, that first Levi was Ma'anis, this young lady, and had a daughter. And then Yehuda was Ma'anis, the same young lady, and he also had a daughter. Ah, So then you can find it b'oimsin, but you can't find it b'nisuin. That's what our Gemara says. That's why we didn't want to say this initially.
Oh,
let's get to your question in a moment. I love that question. Let's wait for one moment. My time came the beat of ointzel. Who the meshkachlo? Soon, I come meshkachlo. Nisun kamayi be ointzel loy kamayi. V'bayi matam gamat beitoy manu sosay. Kim dashkuchay meshkachlo ibayi ban ointzel tiave ibayi benisun tiave. Abayi doesn't discriminate, and he says the point that Reb Chiya tried to make in this brayz the kulan he koyer behenu asur of them tells us that you can find the case. Okay, you don't find it sterling character of the nisun. It's nabach eris ointzel. Of the maisi, you can find the case. Now we heard Brother Shai asked a beautiful kasha a moment ago. Why do we have to go and say that afterwards that Yehuda was ma'anis to see others and have therefore never both brothers being ma'ansim? Why can't you go and just say that he now married the second one married? Right, that was your question.
Yes.
Okay, so your question is smack the kasha of the Tosis. Where is this Tosis? Back when we had this gemara originally, I'm back on Tess Amid Beis. You go back to Tess Amid Beis. She gets. You have a very short omelet over there because you have that long Rashi. Look at the top choices, right?
Sorry,
we have to wait for. See, with the article, you have to turn it back 28 pages.
Okay, got it.
Oh, top choices. Bitaman the Sasa.
Yeah.
Tzarech Loima. What do you want to read it for us?
Shnei Manusai.
Dion, Zeruvay.
Rishimen
Nasa. That's your case, right?
And Jay Rishimen.
Asitravayu.
Asbashum Bito.
His daughter.
Asbashum Bas Ishtar.
Bas Ishtar, the daughter of his wife. The daughter of his wife from the previous oinsin that Reuven was ma'aneser, but now Yehuda married that lady. Once he marries that lady, so that becomes Ishtoi. That Ishtoi had a daughter from before. What does the Torah say?
Ishtoi
Bita Loisegala is Paspanov, is Paspanov.
So she's an Erva also.
She would be an Erva. So we wouldn't be able to go and say Asul Zem would turn to Asul Zem because both of them would be awesome. Yeah. One would be awesome because it's his daughter. The other one because it's Bas Ishtoi, because it's his wife.
Yeah.
So how is the case in our Gemara? Because it's not Ishtoi, it's a Gbaitan Oinsen. So both of these ladies, Yehuda, were not the people of the highest order, highest character. Each one was ma'anis, this poor lady, Nebuch, she had to go through it twice. Good, of course it doesn't have to be an Oinsen, it could be a consensual, but none of them are great Tzadik and Mutzakonis. Anyways, getting back to our Gemara, so therefore we have a case by all 15, even from the beginning. By the way, although Reb Yehuda said Mechamois Ve'elach, because the first six, he really means that the Bitoy doesn't work out. The Bas Benoy, Bas Bitoy, Bas Ishtoy, all of those would work if you make all the Cheshbainis, says Rashi, but because since Bitoy is the one that does not work, but he's soon only Einzin, we package all the first six together and say, we start from Chamois, so I don't even have to worry about Einzin, it's soon. Chamois is crystal clear. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So Abai said, even from Bito and Sotki, even Rachis, Ibai Nesuin, okay, Aval, Eishas Ochus, Ibai Lamai, Lamai, no, not Eishas Ochus, Ibai, that matter. That is an exception to it. That's not one of the 15. Why not? Kim do little bit of Shimon Hutu Mishkachas, Al Yidu Bano Loi Mishkachas, Lo. The only way that you could find that, you have Levi and Yehuda, and vis-a-vis Levi, the Eishas Reuven happens to be Eishas Ochshloi Haribay Lamay, and vis-a-vis Yehuda, the Eishas Shimon is Eishas Ochshloi Haribay Lamay. The only way that you could figure such a case would be according to Shimon, but not according to Rabbanan. But Bukhar and Kamay, we don't want to get involved in Machloikas. Rav Safra Matan, Gaf Eishas Ochshloi Haribay Lamay. O Mishkachaslan, how could you find that case? Oh, Bishita Achi, we have to add two more brothers, you have six brothers altogether. And it goes according to Reb Shimon, the Simonachan. How are you going to remember what the order was? Meis Neidah Diyavon, Meis Neidah Diyavon. And then the Gemara goes through it very, very summarily, and it's quite straightforward. We start again. Reuven Mishimon Nesuin Shtei Achayis, right? To Mrs. Reuven and to Mrs. Shimon. So far, so good. Levi Yehuda Nesuin Shtei Nachayis. Levi Yehuda are also present at the same time, and they're married to two strange women. In other words, not
nonsense.
Nonsense. Not related. Okay. Meis Reuven. Reuven never passes away. After he passes away, Mrs. Reuven now falls Liyibam. All of a sudden, brother number five is born, Noilad Yisachar. Now Yisachar vis-a-vis If we were to wait now 18 or 20 years until Yisachar grows up and he's ready to go Mimiyab, would Yisachar be able to go Mimiyab in the Eishes Reuven?
Of course not.
No. Of course everybody would agree that in this case,
Eishes,
exactly right.
Yachtov.
Didn't we say
where does
what's of a hetter?
What's of a hetter?
When Eishes, when the widow's, when Reuven's widow marries Shimon, and now, and now.
Exactly right. Right, so you're all masking to them. Good. But in the meantime, nobody has been miyab in the Mrs. Reuven. She's waiting and waiting and waiting. Yisachar gets older and older and older. Yisachar says, oh, I can now finally miyab in the Rabban. The Chazal would say, asur. Why asur? Because it's an anxious ashlah. So that's easy. Now, what happens is, being late, since...
So we have a case there, Afi Rishona, he was
maklo. We're not going according to that.
Okay.
We're holding.
I just want to say that.
Okay. He didn't beautifully.
Okay.
That was a Moshe. Anymore said, he was right. The choice, okay. So we're not going with it. Okay, so you have now Meis Reuven. No, Yisachar was now born. He's now an Eishes Ash Levi. V'yivam Levi. So now Levi took over the Mrs. Reuven. So Mrs. Reuven now becomes Mrs. Levi. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Good.
More cotton.
Okay.
We have the Gemara should be on the other table. You have it on the other table? I put it there this morning. Is that Yivamis?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Now, you please look up. It's okay. Chof Chesamadeis. Yeah, I make a mistake like that all the time. Chof Chesamadeis. We're about 12 lines in the bottom of the Yom.
I think it's 28B3 or 4.
Okay. You're all supposed to look at the Hebrews, I guess.
Look at the chart. It's on the chart.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so
Yisachar is born after Reuven's passed away.
Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Meis Reuven, Reuven died. Remember, we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are all together Bo'adam. Now, Reuven passes away. Mrs. Reuven falls Le'ima. No, Yisachar. All of a sudden, Yisachar gets born. What happens now? Yisachar cannot possibly, I mean, he's a baby anyway. The Levi, so Levi took over. So now, Mrs. Levi is the former Mrs. Reuven. That's first case. Next, Meishim, now Shimon passed away. Noilet Zvulun, and before we had a chance to be Miyabim, the Eisha Shimon, Zvulun came on the earth. So Zvulun vis-a-vis the Mrs. Shimon, obviously, is an Eisha Sachshalah Yabayim. Good. So what happens? The Yimin Yehuda, so Yehuda now took over. So now we have Mrs. Levi, who was a former Mrs. Reuven. We have Mrs. Yehuda, that was the former Mrs. Shimon. What happens now? Meis, Levi Yehuda, never, both Levi Yehuda never pass away, now B'lei Banim, without children. Now they fall before Yisachar's Zvulun. So now let's think about this. Can Yisachar possibly go and be Miyabim the Eishes Levi? And the answer is a resounding no. Why not? Because Mrs. Levi is really Mrs. Reuven in disguise. Is Yisachar allowed to go marry the Mrs. Reuven? No. Because when Reuven passed away, Yisachar wasn't even born yet. So it's an Eishes Ashlah Yabayim. So Yisachar would not be able to go and marry the Mrs. Levi. But would Yisachar be able to go and marry the Mrs. Shimon? And the answer is yes. Why? Because when Yisachar was born, Shimon was still alive. Shimon passed away subsequently. But at least for a minute, for a day, for a year, for 10 years, Yisachar and Shimon were contemporaries, even though Yisachar was much younger than Shimon, but they were contemporaries. So therefore, when now when Yehuda passes away, leaving over Mrs. Yehuda, who's really Mrs. Shimon in disguise, so Yisachar is allowed to go and marry her. So he's Osir Lezeh, but Mutter Lezeh. Now let's think about Zvulun. Zvulun is exactly the same case. The Zvulun was born after Shimon passed away. So Zvulun obviously cannot go and be Miyabim, the Mrs. Shimon, who's now called Mrs. Yehuda, because it's Eishes Ashlo Yabayim. But Zvulun will be able to go and marry the Mrs. Levi, who was formerly Mrs. Reuven. How can he go marry? After all, Zvulun was born only after Reuven passed away. And he was born only after Levi passed away. So how can he possibly do it? Because the answer... No, he didn't pass away after Levi passed away. He went and he was born after Shimon passed away. But Zvulun and Levi were together in Ba'olam. And if we ask Zvulun, hey, how can you go and be Miyabim, the Eishes Levi? Wasn't she the Eishes Reuven? Says Zvulun, I never knew Reuven. When I came on the scene, she was already transformed into Mrs. Levi. And now we come to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says that as long as there was an intervening Yibam that took over, then I don't look at the history, what happened 25 years ago, Mrs. Reuven. Reuven Shinishdu. Mrs. Reuven and Mishnah. It's now Levi and Mrs. Levi. As far as that is concerned, Zvulun says, well, I knew Levi and I knew Mrs. Levi, and therefore it's not an Eishes Ach Shlohi Ba'ilam, so although Zvulun would not be able to go marry the Mrs. Shimon, because he was born after Shimon had passed on, but he would be able to go marry the Mrs. Reuven, because even though Reuven passed away a long time
ago, she was Mrs. Levi when Zvulun was born.
Exactly, she was already Mrs. Levi. So that's why it can only go according to Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Shimon, it's it's like we have in the Mishnah. Fine. Frank Timar. This pshat that we just went through works beautifully, but there's one question. Lomali Yibam Yibem Yehuda. Why does Yehuda have to be Miyabim anyone? After all, let's go the exact same scenario. Let's go through the case again in the Gemara. Go back three lines. Meis Reuven noyled Yisachar, v'yibam Levi. Meis Shimon noyled Zvulun. Take out the words v'yibam Yehuda. Yehuda didn't do anything. Yehuda didn't do anything. What happened subsequently? Subsequently now, Levi passes away, and now we have two Yevamis who are available. We have the Mrs. Levi, who was formerly the Mrs. Reuven, and we have the Mrs. Shimon, who is never Nisiyabim. She's still waiting and waiting and waiting for somebody to do something. Okay, so now what happens? So Levi passes away, Blei Banim, the Nefluhu Kam Yisachar and Zvulun. So once again, we have the same situation where Yisachar is not allowed to go marry the Mrs. Levi, because that was originally the Mrs. Reuven, but he couldn't marry the Mrs. Shimon because Yisachar and Shimon live contemporaneously. So no reason why he can't come and marry the Mrs. Shimon. Zvulun, on the other hand, cannot go in Miyabim the Mrs. Shimon, because he was born after Shimon already had passed away, and but he is allowed to go and marry the Mrs. Levi, because as far as he is concerned, Reuven is history. I never knew Reuven. I don't have to know Reuven. This is Reb Shimon speaking, that I could go and be Miyabim the Mrs. Levi. So that's the case. I don't need to come on to that Yehuda was Miyabim. I have the exact same scenario as Mutlazeh, Sulazeh, Mutlazeh.
Even before Yehuda did anything.
And even if Yehuda never does anything, right? That's the more discussion. Anthony Marley, you know why we did it? Because of Mishkachas Mishum Tzara. What does the Marley mean? Since Reb Chiya said, but our first mission is not only talking about the 15 arayos, it's all about the pointers to the same, it's the same, that's it for Olam. So we want to be mekayim the inyan of the tzarois. How are we going to mekayim the inyan of the tzarois? That's why the Mura added the Levi Yehuda when the Sun Shteg Nachriyos. So that when Levi and Yehuda now are miyaben, each one, the Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon, and afterwards when they pass away, so vis-a-vis Yisach and Zvulun, not only do I have the two potential arroyos of the Eishes Ach Shlohi Ba'ilam, but I also have the tzara of the Eishes Ach Shlohi Ba'ilam. I can only have the tzara if both Levi and Yehuda were miyabim. If Levi Yehuda didn't do anything, they sat in their hands, then these tzaras wouldn't come onto the scene. So I couldn't say, for purposes of the Yibum Asul Zem Uteres Zem Uteres Zem, that I don't need the Yibum of Yehuda. But be able to go and say that he can also go and be miyabim the tzara of Levi or the tzara of Yehuda, then I have to have that Yehuda was miyabim the Eishes Shimon. Then I have a tzara. Frank, okay, I accept that. How would you find that tzara of the tzara, which our mission continues on? Pashas Tzara is saying, the tzara is saying it. Exactly. Meaning that Yisach and Zvulun Nebuch also passed away, and now God v'Asher want to go miyabim, and it's talking about that the two Yisach and Zvulun, instead of being miyabim, the Isha, the one of the Achoyos, they were miyabim the tzara of the achoyos, and now those tzaras now fall. God v'Asher now are miyabim those two, the tzaras, and God v'Asher have their own wives. Those own wives would be tzaras of the tzaras. Tzaras saying, and you can continue on at Zekaroyim that afterwards God v'Asher passed away, and then Don Naphtali went and married. They also had their own tzaras, and if it be tzaras. So the Mishnah Vayita, the next Mishnah should be very straightforward, because no Rashi on it. So Rashi felt you don't even have to comment, so it must be easy. So the Mishnah, we have three brothers. Shnayim mehem nesuin shtei achayis. Two out of the three are married to two sisters. Now the Mishnah tells us for the first time, you don't always have to talk about shtei achayis. I mean, it's easy. Two brothers married two sisters. But you can have other situations of marrying two arayos. that you have the two brothers, one married an Isha, and the other married the Bita. Instead of marrying the sister of that Isha, married the daughter of, nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Reuben and Shimon, Reuben was married to an Isha, and Shimon was married to the daughter of that Isha. Or Isha Ubas Bita. Reuben was married to the Isha, and Shimon was married to the granddaughter. Or Isha Ubas Bina. What happens now? And now they fall to a single brother, right? There was Shlisha Achim. And that Levi now has in front of him Isha Ubita, or Isha Ubas Bita, Isha Ubas Bina. So they all have the din of not Achoy Zikukasai, but Ervas Zikukasai. The din of Achoy Zikukasai applies whenever you have two Aroyas falling together, because it's impossible for a lady to go and be Miyam to Achoyas. It's impossible to go and take an Isha Vita or an Isha Baas Vita. So Maila, but there is a Zika Diraisa. Jesus don't know Zika Diraban because it's Achoy Zikukasai. Ben Manatoira, there's no reason why he cannot marry one of the, he can't marry both. He can't marry both Achoyas. But he could marry one of them.
Why can't he?
Why can't he? Because it's a chayzukukas in the case of shtu achayis, or an isha vita, it's an isha vita. They're two ervas. Since he can't go and do both,
so we have the concept of ervas zukukoso, which achayzukukoso was a subset.
Right. Until now, we just spoke achayzukukas. It makes life easy, but
ervas zukukoso.
So that's the same halach as before.
Okay.
The
chayzukukas.
Okay. So the chosu the same. The same. Abo and shayin in the suin. Meisim sum the chayzuk. The chosu here too. Chosu is for misyamis. Good. Rabbi Shimon Poitzer. Now, why does Rabbi Shimon Poitzer? We'll wait till we get to the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon will explain. Hoyse achas mehen asur alav isa erva, asur bo mutavach hoyse. Oh, this doesn't sound familiar. You have now one brother. You have two. The two brothers were married. Let's say two achoyes. Make life easy. Married to two achoyes. Rabbi Shimon Hoyse achas mehen asur alav isa erva. Vis-a-vis Levi, one of these achoyes was his chamoisa. It was his erva. He's not allowed to go marry one of them. So Asur Ba'avad, he's not allowed to go marry her. Mutabachoyis, he's allowed to go and marry the second one. Does this sound familiar? Yeah, yes. We've had this already a couple of times. So what do you think the Gemara is going to ask? Hasul Amali, what do you have to say? Okay, Mitzvah, we'll wait for the Gemara. Mutabachoyis. Now, right, what happens if one of the two is Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha? Chotzma Misyabais. On the one hand, he would like to go Mimiyam because there's no Issa Diaraisa, Issa Kareis. So it falls Liyibam, there is a Zika, but on the other hand, he's not allowed to go marry her. Why can't he marry her?
Or it's a lot.
So therefore, Chotzla Misyam, boys. Chotzla Misyam. Fine. Zogti Moriat. We said in the Mishnah, Tanya Reb Shimon Poitah Bishteyim, Mena Chalitza, Vumena Yibam. What's the first case? Let's talk about the Shtey Achoyes. You have Shloisha Achim, Shnaim, Menesuin, Shtey Achoyes. Let's talk about the Shtey Achoyes case. The two brothers pass away, Reuben and Shimon, leaving over Mrs. Reuben and Mrs. Shimon to Levi. What does it say in the Mishnah? Mishnah says, well, min ha-toyroh, he's allowed to be miyabim one of the two. Can't be married both, because achoyis ishtai. But he's allowed to be miyabim one of the two. It's only us medrona because of achoyis ziku kosai, or ervas ziku kosai.
Right.
So what does he have to do, says the Mishnah? Chotz is full of misyamis. I can't be miyabim, I'd like to, but medrona I'm not allowed to. But I have to give a chalitza because there is a zika deraisa. Reb Shimon pointed Mishteyim and Achalitim. You don't have to do anything. It's as if they are both aroyas to him, to Levi. Why? Shnema v'ishla chayso leisika litzra b'shor shenasu tzoris zu lezu layelakuchan afilu v'achas mehem. The way we normally learn litzra means that Reuven was married to two women. One of the women was, for instance, the achayso bitoy of the yava. So not only is she aser, but also litzra the tzoris also aser. That's not the drasha today. The drasha today is that you can have two women that until now were unrelated, not tzaris, and at the time of likuchin, meaning the time of nefila, they became tzaris. Have they become tzaris? In this case over here, then Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, everything was fine and dandy, everything was great. Now the Reuven and Shimon both passed away, and now for the first time the two sisters are now the sisters, but it's Tzoreis Zu Lizu. Says Reb Shimon, when that happens, that Bishach the Kuchen, not Tzoreis Zu Lizu, that's when the Torah says, Litzvar, that you potter entirely, there's no Zika whatsoever, zero, gunish, you can't do a Yibam, you don't do a Chalitza, they're totally potter. That's Reb Shimon of our Mishnah. One of them happens to have been an erva, so he's asur ba mutabachoyis. Didn't we have this already 50 times? 50 times. We had daf chof, we had an chovav. Hainu hach. So to Reb Shimon, it's so good that when I'm Yom Reb Shimon, shtei achoyis, lichotzo m'nesi amoyis, ligle mishim beiz achoyis di alma, if I'm going to go and say that when you have two achoyis, lichotzo m'yamas, because of the litzror, what happens if you have beiz achoyis di alma? Meaning, what happens if you don't have a situation when it's a the Isha beat the Isha Bas Bita. Maybe we should say in all cases it's Litzra. Let's look at the last Rashi. Last three lines. We had this case already before. Remember, what did we say? That if you can have one brother happens to be an erva, and therefore he's going to be mutilizeh, asilizeh. But the other brother happens to be that it's both no arayis, therefore the achoyzeh kukasai, we might come and err and say that the second brother can also take one of the two, but he's not allowed to raise kukasai. Says Yimara, so therefore that's why you have to have that case. So why are we not goyzer? Because the whole achoyzeh kukah is rabban. Alav shimon the yama isra achoyzeh kukah erva gemurehi drachmana patra v'kaima leili isra eishes ach. If that's the case, ligzer heichad achoyzeh asura mishem erva. What happens if you have the two sisters falling to him? One of these two sisters happens to be his chamoisai, for instance. Therefore, loy zekukale. The name of loy liyam lachoisa. He should not be liyam the other one to loy leisi liyavume achoy zekukah the alma. Because we're going to allow him to be liyam over here. Then maybe in a regular achoy zekukah situation, he's going to be liyam. And therefore, we're going to. We should make Gzeira not to go and allow people to think that Achoyzu Kukasai is Mutter. Kamash Malanda, even a Kuntrip Shimon, who says that this is an Issa D'Oraisa. I'm not Goyzer. Should we repeat it again? Repeat it again.
So this is revolutionary. So it's sort of you're pottering Yavam Yishuk almost, according to the Chaman would say, the Bar Pukta of Shimon would say, here you're saying Achoyzu Kukasai. Is pot without anything. It's like an erva.
You're saying this is almost the same as a bisham and
bishulam.
This is a very radical.
We never had anything
like this before.
It's novel.
It's totally novel. That Rav Shimon is saying is that when you have two achoyas falling the yibum at the same time, they knock both of them out of the box because of the fact that we came so zulazu. Not only is it Rabban of Achoy Zukkos, it's an Issa Deraisa of Achoy Zukkos, just like an Achoy Zishra.
It's a time of the Krotai situation. He's using the Sukkim to basically give his
Sukkim. And if he would do Yibum with one of it, maybe.
It's Erba, it's Deraisa, Litzra, you're not allowed. So what's the reason why we have to repeat this aloha once again, that Hoyz Achaz Ben Asura Lov, Issa Erba, Othaba Mutaba Achoy Zim? Says, you want to tell you what? So, Hoyl Yom Rab Shimish Te Achoy Zlichot Zlim Misiab Mois. What happens if you have two sisters? Says Rav Shimon, no chalitza, no yibam, no nothing. What happens if one of those two sisters is also his chamoisa? Well, since it's his chamoisa, she's off the table. There's nothing to talk about. The other achois, he's able to go and marry. Why? Because there's no achois in kukasai, deraisa, derabonin, zero. Because one of the two sisters
is
erva. So we're going to go allow them to go and marry the other one. That's what it says in our Mishnah. That you're allowed to go and marry Basr one, but Mutter the other. Oh, so maybe every time you have an Achoy Zikukasi situation, people will say, you can't marry one, but you can go marry one of the two. Kamash Malan, I'm not worried about this. And I say that only in our situation where one happens to be an Erva and the other is not an Erva, then it's Mutter Baba Asr Bachoysa. Then a regular Achoy Zikukasi, both of them are Asr, even Mediaraisa, because they're, according to Rav Shimon, the Isra Achoy Zikukka or Erva Zikukka is Menat. Okay. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thank you.
A long blast, but
well taught. Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah.